Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. This is Quinn, and today, episode 83, we have a question from Lance. Lance's question is about something that I mentioned two or three episodes ago about social media marketing. And he said, you mentioned a couple episodes ago that you would hire your customer for the agency. How do you go about hiring your customer? So that's actually, it's just like hiring. Of course, it's not, you're not gonna put him on your payroll. So it all depends now if the client approached you or if you're approaching them. So if you're cold calling the client, first, you're gonna filter them out. You're not gonna call certain clients. So first of all, you need to know if they have a budget for marketing. And if you're cold calling, there are ways to find out before you even call them. So for instance, what do? I grab, let's say, a local magazine, whatever city you're in, there are those free local magazines, newspapers, everything. Pull up a newspaper, get a free magazine, doesn't have to be free, any magazine that you know is from, let's say, your local market. Bring it up, open it, and you're gonna see who's advertising. You go through those pages and you only look for ads. It may be the first time in your life that you're gonna do this. Normally people do the opposite. They buy a magazine, they get a newspaper, and they're gonna look at everything but the ads. And there's still people out there that believe that these are effective advertising means. So they are gonna advertise in magazines and newspapers and they're gonna pay big bucks to do so. But in reality, the only people that are going to be looking at those advertisements are people like me and you that are going to go there for a particular reason to get that customer out of there. The person that owns the advertising and their competitors. That's the only people that are going to look at an ad on paper. I'm not even kidding. You're not going to buy a newspaper because of the ads. You're going to buy a newspaper because you want to know about the sports, you want to read the news or something. That's it, you want to look at the pictures. You're not going to buy them because of the advertising. So go through them, have a look at that, and you're going to find whoever is advertising there. So if you're looking for, I don't know, say dentists or restaurants in your area that have a budget, see whatever dentists or restaurants are advertising on your local media. That's one right there. Now, if the client contacted you, how do you know if they have a budget? You ask them. You're not gonna start working with somebody without talking to them. So you're gonna book a 15-minute or half an hour call. And when you're on the call with these people, you're gonna ask them, do you have a budget for marketing? How much did you spend last year on marketing? How much do you plan on spending this year on marketing? Or what is your monthly budget for marketing? If they say, oh, we don't have one, well, guess what? You're not going to work for free, so that's a red flag right there. For instance, a customer that has used marketing before, that has used an agency before, is more than likely a better candidate than one that has not. So that's one right there. And you should write down your, just like Amazon uses the SOPs, standard operating procedures, write them down. What do you want to see in your client? What niche are you not going to work with? Because there are certain niches, and if you're starting out, make things easier for yourself. Because there are certain niches that you cannot improve them, or you cannot show improvement, correct? So if there are certain things like, okay, a public speaker, this person is a public speaker, and he is going to build himself as the brand, as a public speaker. And so this is something that is, of course, it is possible to do, and everybody can be marketed, but is not something that if you are brand new, you don't want to start with trying to brand a public speaker. It's going to be harder. Now, if it comes to, okay, like for instance, restaurants is something that there's lots of choices out there. So it's not like it's mandatory to go to a restaurant. The person can eat at home. And even if they decide to go out, then they have several to choose for. When it comes to, for instance, to market a dentist, if somebody has a problem with their teeth, they have to go to a dentist. there is no option of eating at home or fixing your teeth at home in this case, right? You cannot. You have to go to the dentist. Now, the thing is, which one are they going to go to? And they're going to go to the one that you are going to advertise to them. Those are easier ones to do. So look for things that are going to make your life easier, customers that you can show them. And again, even after you start working for a customer, if you're going to see that they are going to give you more trouble than income, you know, you're measuring hours of work compared to what the return is. And now there are certain customers that they're going to be calling you 10 times a day, and certain things that are not worth your time, you fire them. And that can happen super easily. So it's not like an employee. A customer, you can hire them at, fire them or hire them at any time. So it's up to you. I would recommend, again, write a SOP. Write your standard operating procedures. You should actually write them for everything in case one day you get sick and you want somebody else to run your business. Or if you just want to hire VAs and get them to run your business while you sit in Mexico drinking pina coladas, always write standard SOPs or standard operating procedures, I mean. Get them and get one written down to hire customers, to fire customers. Write one for everything. Okay, everybody, thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed. And if you did, leave me a review. I certainly appreciate them. Thank you.